I'm a real deal. I'll shoot your liver out and hand it to you.
Welcome back to another episode of the Cue It Up podcast. I get to chat with Chris Robinson today. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Nate. How's it going?
I am excited because I get to talk to Mr. Fifth Sixth from the Diamond Las Vegas Open.
Yeah, that's me.
Jeez. I kind of said it as a joke, but actually, I mean, that is a huge, huge accomplishment. You beat some phenomenal players, and congratulations, man.
Thank you very much. It was a crazy, crazy tournament.
Yeah, it's a crazy strong. And, you know, if they cut out the events for the rest of the year, how can you not be on the Moscone Cup team? You placed better than Tyler and Shane and Sky and Billy. I mean, you're a shoo-in for the Moscone Cup team now, right?
I mean, if they don't, well, actually, we had a players meeting for the World 10 Ball because I qualified for the World 10 Ball, a tournament I've been trying to qualify for, you know, 2-3 years. I finally did, and then at the players meeting on Sunday night, they told us all that it was canceled and not postponed, so I'm not... You know, I'm not going to be able to play in it, which is really, really sad. But due to the coronavirus, I totally understand. I know that it's not – we shouldn't be playing pool. You know, our health is better, is worth more than a pool tournament. But I was going to snap it off, so I don't know if it was worth more yet. But
yeah, yeah, I don't doubt that at all. Yeah, definitely.
I'm feeling really great about my game, and I feel like stuff like this happens where, you know, life's looking up, and then all of a sudden, boom, something weird happens. So he's got to adjust and, you know, just do the best what you can with it. That's all you can do, really. And what else can you do, you know?
Yeah, and now just the entire country is shut down.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I know in Wisconsin, they, as of today, banned all gatherings of 10 or more people. So bye-bye to all pool tournaments. Bye-bye to all basically pool halls. There's, unless you got a buddy that has a table in the basement or you have a table in the basement, it's going to be pretty hard to find a pool table around.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird as this is how my life works. Seems like not trying to be negative. It's just kind of funny. So I moved to Vegas a week ago. And then, now I'm probably going to move all my stuff back to California because there's no point of being out in Vegas because I was going to be out here for, you know, the U.S. Open, the tournaments at Griff's, obviously the Las Vegas Open that I just placed in, then the World 10 Ball if I qualified, and there's going to be, you know, a lot of tournaments and stuff going on out here. That's why I moved out here. And then about a week later now, I'm going to have to probably pack up my stuff and go back to California because there's nothing to do out here, you know. And it's kind of weird. It's just weird role after weird role in life. And then, thankfully, I have a few friends back home that have a pool table that I can practice on and play them on, and I'll be in strokes. So I'm lucky in that factor, and I'll be around my family and being able to see them, and hopefully everyone will stay safe.
Yeah, for sure. And that was, the two real reasons to bring you on today. One was to congratulate you because I got all happy when Fairweather listener of the podcast does well in a pool tournament. So I had to bring you on and congratulate you. But
right, thanks.
But the second reason I wanted to bring you on today was kind of to talk about the player's perspective from what this coronavirus will actually do. So I don't want to say that this is your welcome to the scene because you've had some pretty big wins in the past, but you know, as far as the field, is this the highest that you've ever placed with this tough of a field before?
You know, what's funny is actually I played all of my matches that I played in. All of them had a higher Fargo than me.
Yeah, how has that ever happened? It seems it seems like I mean, it's not like you have a tiny Fargo either. You're a 745 player, right?
It went from 737 to 741, which every time I do well in a tournament, they never really bump it up too high because they started using Fargo when I was, 15. I was losing to a lot of players that were under me, and then up until I was like 18, I was still losing a lot of, players that I shouldn't be losing to because I didn't know as much. And so I have a lot more of those games in the Fargo, which kept my Fargo down. And now that I'm doing well, it's going to take a lot. It's going to be a lot harder to get my Fargo up, if that makes sense.
But, you continue having tournaments like this and it'll be there in pretty much in no time.
Yeah, for sure. But that's the thing is I never really get to play in tournaments like these. And I was so stoked because I qualified for the World 10 Ball because it was another top elite pro level tournament I was going to be able to play in. And yeah, I mean, I really only get to play two big tournaments a year. And a lot of the pros get to play one, two a month, one every week. It's a big difference. And a lot of people are like, why aren't you winning those tournaments? And I'm like, well, I'm not playing in them, so I'm not getting that experience to, eventually win them. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm really excited, but I kind of just proved to a lot of people that I can win at that level, and especially to myself, that I do belong there. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to what's to come. And when this whole thing is over, just know that I'll be ready.
Yeah, for sure. So the tournament that you finished up with, you got a decent amount of cash for. It'd be nice if it was golf where fifth, sixth would net you $800,000, but it's a decent enough payday for a day. But now on the future forecast for what we're looking at, or for what you're looking at, the U.S. Open's been canceled. The Predator World 10 Ball's been canceled. The Super Billiards Expo, I don't know if you're going to that. That's canceled. There's pretty much every event over the next month to a month and a half, maybe even 2 months, has been canceled. As a up-and-coming player who is, kind of grinding out this professional pool career in life, what does the outlook that you have over the next few months look like?
Oh, it's not changing. I'm not worried or anything about that. Because if it comes to an apocalypse kind of thing, a lot of people are saying it is and getting all weird about, money is not going to mean anything really, credit cards, all that stuff. I think that when it comes to real life situations that people are going crazy over, it doesn't matter what, money, it doesn't really, it's not a big deal.
So you're in it for the grind.
Yeah, I really don't care. I have enough already. It's not a big deal to me. I'll make it work is what I'm saying. I always have in my life, and my parents are super supportive, and I'm not saying that, we'll get through everything. It's not going to be, it'll be hard for sure, but it's not a big deal. It's not going to be too bad. And if it is, we'll find a way to get through it. I'm just not stressing over it is basically what, I'll still be playing pool at friends' houses and, finding ways to get by. I'm totally not worried, but we will see what happens. I might change my mind in a few months. You never know.
Yeah. If you get about 3 months into this, maybe we'll revisit that question.
Well, if power's still on and I can charge my phone, maybe I can call you.
Well, if not, you won't be able to leave the house at all. There'll be an armed guard out of everybody's house stopping you from leaving.
Yeah. They're poking you, constantly waking you up.
Well, that would be bad for you since you wake up at 8 o'clock in the afternoon, apparently.
Yeah, this is crazy. Well, it's probably my last night in Vegas, so I was up at Griff's with everybody, which is not good, by the way. That is not something we should do. I'm not leaving this house again until I'm leaving. There's no chance. I'm not doing that.
Officially entered into self-quarantine?
Well, I just saw on Facebook that a few people from Canada that came to the BCA came back and they tested positive for the coronavirus, which is the same trade show that I was walking around all day at a few days ago, you know. And
they, the BCA just ended what they canceled the
team. It's still going today.
Oh, it's still going?
Yes, it's still going today because people have to finish their tournaments.
Oh, geez, I thought it was done a couple days ago. Yeah, I mean, how many people are at BCA for this? A couple thousand at least. I mean, that's a couple thousand people that have been exposed and potentially could be walking around too symptom-free.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah, you're right. I don't know. It's all kind of messed up.
Yeah, well, what can you do, I guess?
Well, I just assume that if you just assume you have it and then just don't do things that if you did have it, you know, that's the only way we're going to help anything. That being said, I wasn't sparring about it until today, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. So in Wisconsin, they are kind of trying to set up small money games between top regional players and just basically filming them out of people's basement. Has there been, and that's just basically to continue getting pool content out there. Cause, I mean, it's kind of weird tuning to ESPN these days and seeing absolutely nothing but 1980s, 30 for 30s or, you know, games from the 70s. It's a really weird thing to say, to see. And, the podcast is still going strong. We're still creating content, but there's not a lot of content out there besides that. Do you think that when you get back to California, something like that might be of interest?
Yeah, I have something in the works along the lines of lessons online. And it's can't say a whole lot more because I still have to do it all. But this is probably the perfect time to start that up. So hopefully that works out. I know that there will be... You know, it's going to be cheap enough to where everyone can afford it, even with the tough times. So be on the lookout in the next 2-3 months for something that I've been trying to work on for a while, and now I have the time to do it. There's a break in tournaments, obviously, so we will see what happens.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Head over to Chris Robinson's page and follow him. Don't friend him because he's got enough friends. Just follow him.
Yeah, I mean, I get a lot of friend requests on my regular page, and I don't accept them because everything pool-wise is on my Chris Robinson pool player page. So if I don't know you in real life, then I'm not going to accept you on my regular page. I'm trying to help not spread the coronavirus. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
It's funny enough. It'll do.
Okay.
So... along those lines, as far as new projects for you, you, and maybe this is because I'm personally friends with you on Facebook, so I get to see some of these, although you post a lot of pictures also with your pool page too, is you've been doing a lot of photography in the last few weeks, and some of the pictures you take are like actually really, really, really good. And, I mean, I don't have any sort of eye for this at all as far as being able to do it myself, but you can notice beauty and you can notice something that somebody's good at. Is that ever going to be a potential venue that you decide to go down? Because you're not doing anything with it right now, but you seem to have the talent to.
Well, I did it because I really love it, and I'm probably gonna just start a page for it, like a Facebook page for it, because I already have an Instagram page for it. I don't know. I mean, it's something that I just do because I really like it, and it's not. I don't really try to charge people yet because I want to make sure they're absolutely perfect before I start charging. You know what I mean? Someone said, one of my friends was like, "Yeah, you should do our wedding," and I said, "No way, no thank you." I do not want the burden of your wedding to be in my camera lens.
But I think you'd have the talent for it. I mean,
I don't want to find out. I don't want to test it on a wedding. You know what I mean?
What would have been perfect is if you'd have came to Keys in my wedding and did that. Then you could have messed it up or did it perfectly and found out.
Yeah, it would have been cool if I would have been invited too. That might have been, you know.
Yeah, it's in the mail. It's on its way.
Oh, there you go. All right.
Yeah. It's because of the coronavirus. It slowed it down a little. But it should be there any day now.
There you go.
I do got to give a plug for that. Like, head over to Chris Robinson's page, his pool page, and check out some of the photos that he does. They're not only like breathtakingly beautiful, they're pretty funny too. Your orange one still cracks me up. I love that thing.
Yeah, I come up with some interesting captions.
That you do. So head over to Instagram too. It sounds like you have it, like you said you had an Instagram page for it. So let's plug that. Let's get you some Instagram followers.
Yeah, if you look up Chris Robinson Pool on Instagram, it's all one word. Chris Robinson Pool. And then that's my link to my Instagram, my regular Instagram, my pool playing page. And then in that bio, I have the app for the link for my photography page.
Awesome. So then let's transition back to pool. It's obviously pretty weird, right? Because we don't know what's going to be canceled and what isn't. But do you have any events on the horizon that are currently not canceled, but you're looking forward to playing in?
Yeah, the U.S. Open, obviously. I don't know when that's going to be, but I will be looking forward to that because, you know, I already paid my $1,000 entry and I'm was hoping to play in a few weeks, but you know, due to some unforeseen circumstances, that's not gonna happen.
It sounds like it's just gonna be postponed, but obviously it's almost impossible to know when that is going to end up being. But do you have any insider information that you have any idea when it might be?
I have no clue.
Yeah.
Absolutely no clue.
Yep, that seems to be the consensus.
I mean, the thing is, why would you pick a date when you don't even know when this thing is going to happen or when it's going to stop? You know, there's nothing to base it off of. So why would you set dates? Like the Super Village Expo set dates and I'm just like, you are dumb because you do not like, they put it in June. That's only a few months away.
They seem to be a little, they didn't want to cancel their event to begin with. So,
well, here's the thing, right? If you're going to reschedule it again, people are going to book flights for that date. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. You're going to have all your stuff ready for those dates. And then you're going to have to cancel it again. That's going to be dumb.
Yeah, and that's or you don't want to do all of that. And so you just force the event to happen anyways, assuming it's even legal to have it at that point, because there's a lot of state requirements that are, you know, limiting the amount of people that you can even have in a facility. But if, let's say, those regulations are lifted and then you force an event through that probably shouldn't be happening. I mean, the BCA already had two confirmed cases of people that left. If they end up having, you know, an outbreak at this event, that's going to be a really, really bad look for BCA. Super Billiards Expo isn't going to want to have that on their docket as well, I don't think.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really a fan of Super Billiards Expo. It's not really my favorite tournament. It's kind of a joke, to be honest, in my opinion.
I think it's less of a pool tournament. They kind of have a pool tournament just to have it, but I think its main purpose is obviously for the booths and for the, you know, the expo part of it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to be ungrateful or anything, but yeah. I know they had 1,028 players, $100 entry, which is like $128,000 in the pot, and I got second, and I got $2,500.
That is crazy. What?
I mean, that's ridiculous. It should be at least be $10,000 for first and $5,000 for second.
Where did the cash go?
Oh, in their pocket, probably.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm not really gonna try to support that. Tournament is kind of rip off and it's really expensive to go to. I probably had $2,000 in expenses and I had to get second in the tournament to make $500.
Yeah, that's not great. And that doesn't even count the food probably that
Yeah, you got $8 slice of pizza.
Yeah.
$5 soda, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, we, I don't know. It's more for, like you said, the booths, and then everyone is having fun and being social with everyone, seeing everyone again, and sponsors. So that's cool. I like playing in the 10 ball, though, the pro 10 ball, which I'll probably get kicked off if they hear about this, but, you know, I don't care.
Well, I guess with that, that's pretty much y'all on the docket today. I wish you the best of luck in the coming months with, you know, everything that's going on, and hope that you can continue staying in stroke, and expect to see, you know, a third to fourth place finish out of you at the U.S. Open minimum.
Yes, sir. I'm going to win it.
I'm going to win it. All right. Well, if you win it, I expect a shout out for, you know, you calling it here first, unless you called it somewhere else first, in which case you better give that a shout out.
I was going to win. I said I was going to win it in the next 5 years last year. So we'll see.
You may have said that on the podcast too, now that I think about it, the original one. Yeah. Well, why don't you just win over the next 5 years in a row? And then how smart would you look?
I know. And then Shane would be sweating.
Shane would be sweating, and Earl would be sweating too.
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't even know.
He's off being senile somewhere.
Did I tell you the first time I met Earl?
You're about to.
All right. Well, this is good content right here. So I'm going to the International Open. I drive there because I'm crazy and I like visiting everyone in every state because it's cool. I drove there from California to Virginia, which at the International Open. This is 2018. And Earl's hitting balls on another table. And I don't have my cues together or anything, but I just rack the balls on the table next to him. And then I go to put my cues together. And when I'm racking them, he comes over and he's yelling, "Oh, they finally got some sense and hired some rack boys, huh?" Oh. And I laughed so hard, and it was just hilarious. And I'm like, Earl, I didn't say anything, but I ran a few racks, and he goes, "Oh, they can play too." it was great.
Did he know who you were at the time?
No, he still doesn't. I've introduced myself like 20 times. He has no clue who I am.
That's impressive. That's actually pretty impressive. Next time that you see him, just walk up to him and offer him the six.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, you might be able to give him. You might be able to give him a ball or two these days.
I don't know. You never know. If he goes on crazy tilt mode, yeah, maybe he'll give me the whole rack if he misses a kick or something. But
yeah, he'll swipe the rack if he doesn't make a ball in the break.
Every ball is tied up, and he'll swipe the rack just because he's mad.
It's possible. It's possible. I stopped being surprised by the things that Earl does in his pool game these days.
But yeah, me too.
Well, I guess, Chris, I thank you for joining me with the podcast today. And unless you have anything else.
Oh, thank you to my sponsors, Predator Cues, Kamui Tips, On the Wire Creative Media, hopefully Lululemon, and Rolex. We'll see about those, though.
Whoa. That's pretty fun stuff.
I'm not saying they said yes to me, but I'm not saying they said no yet. You know what I mean?
In the process. I got you. So, Chris, thank you again for joining me. And until we chat again.
All right. Sounds good.
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. If you like what you've heard and you listen through iTunes, please subscribe and leave a rating. It helps others find the podcast. As always, thank you to our sponsors, Jacoby Custom Cues, Cody's Cue Therapy, Jeff Glaz's CBD for Life Global, the Wisconsin Billiards Hall of Fame, The Rocks Sports Bar and Grill, the IQ Practice Cue Ball, and the Wisconsin Pool Player Society. If you like what you hear, consider supporting the people who support the podcast. I would also like to take this time to thank Matt Kitzman, Robert Miller, Natasha, Kurt Elliott, Scott Doolian, Corey Smith, William Sutherland, and Mike Teasy for their help to market the podcast to a larger audience. Lastly, I would like to thank my cousin Andrew Mindum for his band Hey Captain Knight's music as segment and filler music to the podcast. If you like what you hear, you can find all of his music at heycaptainknight.bandcamp.com. And Knight is K-N-I-G-H-T.